Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with Alex Ferry, who is the founder, owner, and actually impresario, if you will, of a brand new resort that it started at the beginning of this year, so it really is new because a lot of people haven't been there yet, called Paumea, the House of Aya. And we're going to talk about that. We have been down there several times, and you have seen a video, but we've actually never talked to Alex because he's always too busy. So we're going to try to spend some time with him now to talk about how he developed this wonderful resort that we've been able to enjoy. And you'll find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, Alex, how are you and where are you?
Hey, James, thank you very much. And thank you for having me. I must apologize. I'm always very busy, but there's always nice to find spaces to talk to people as well, because otherwise we get too locked up in our own world, and it's always good to expand your mind a bit.
Yeah, well, I saw you last year racing off to Iceland, so I think you probably had a great trip there, but I only saw you briefly, but great to see you here, and to get an idea, because, you know, you started this resort, how did you conceive of the idea for this Paumea, the House of Aya?
Well, Paumea really was born basically from my own lifestyle and what I do with my friends. No, because basically I took over the family business like about 13 years ago, and we have other companies and part of the sectors is hotels, and one of the main brands we have is called Sandals, and that's like a large resorts, fun family activities and everything. But that was more for me. It was more inherited company, you know. It was already half built when I took it over. So what I wanted to do, I always wanted to do something that reflected my personal values, really core to the max, you know. So all the places I used to go around the world and enjoy with my friends, all the places I go with my family, all these elements that I enjoyed, I wanted to try and place within one concept. And it was going to be one thing, but then some crazy idea came to me. And 8 months before we opened, I came up with Paumea. That was the ideas and what it was going to be. So basically, we rushed to finish it and it made it up as we went along. And in the end, it turned out pretty good, I think. There's lots to be done still, but like any product, when you start it, it takes at least 3 years to stabilize a hotel and leave it looking spick and span and everything working. But I think we've got a great base to work from. And now we've got the core, the skeleton, let's call it. Now we're trying to build a soul around it, you know, which is the people, the community, and the collective, and everything that goes with it.
Well, I do know that I believe you have to get through a Sandos to get to the resort, right?
The reason is because this property we've had for many years, and it's so isolated and so private that you can't actually get to it. There's a funny story to that, and maybe another day because it's quite a long one, but it has no roads to it. You can't get to it. I mean, the only way you could probably get to it is by helicopter. So luckily for us, it was adjacent to another property we own. So what we explained to people is that to get to this place that's so exclusive and in a way, we have to actually drive through another resort to get there. So that's a big move for us.
Well, I do remember the wonderful gate that you go through that divides the resort from the Sandos resort. And it definitely is like going into another world.
Yeah, the idea is also like, you know, going through reality into your slice of heaven also, you know, which kind of like, it feels like that one way, because the normal resorts are quite more dense, and this is a lot more, there's a lot more nature in it, a lot more green, more trees, dunes, and it's a lot more integrated into nature than a normal resort is. So it does feel totally different.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your background, how you got, I mean, obviously you had the family business that was in resorts, but how did you get interested in resorts in particular, and specifically wellness resorts?
Well, the resorts basically is because when I studied business in London and Paris and places, but when I moved to Spain, I started working in sales in the family business in Spain. And then I didn't really like working for the family, so I separated from the family. I started my own company. And I started for 5 years. I had a company that I manufacture and design furniture from about 7 different countries in Asia. I put them together. I send it all to Spain, and I wholesale it within Spain. And in 2007, the company went bankrupt because there was a property market collapse. So if you can't buy a property, you can't buy furniture, right? There's no furniture sales, there's no home sales.
Right.
So
right.
Sales plummeted, so I closed that down. And I came on vacation to Mexico with my friends, and I realized that I guess it was time to step up and take on the family responsibility because they needed help, no? So I started, lived here for a year learning, and then in the end, the guy who was here running the place retired. And I spoke to my family and said, hey, we need to find someone to run this. And they said, no, you're going to run it. I was like, no, I'm not. This you are.
Yeah, it's called it being pressed into service, I think.
Exactly. In the end, I was pressed into service, exactly. And I've done, you know, I think I've done as best I could. I've loved to innovate. I love new ideas, learn new things. So I think with every business we've done, we've always tried to innovate in the market. We were the first resort ever to, like, more than 10 years ago to split a resort into adults and families. So we've always done things before anyone else, which is pretty cool, you know, which being smaller allows us to make quick decisions, whereas larger companies are more structured and they take longer to make decisions like that.
And now you have one of the first that has a resort within a resort that's so exclusive. And I did want to ask you about where the name comes from, Paumea, and then after that is Paumea, the House of Aya. Where does that come from?
Well, okay, first of all, I wanted to include the word palm in it because we're located in a very special part of Iramaya where there's something called the Palmachit, which is a palm tree that's in danger of being going extinct because of all the development being done. Because it only grows on the front edge of the dune on the beach. It's a very thin, long palm tree. And most people just obviously plow it all down and build. And, you know, so basically I wanted to pay respect to that palm tree. And then Aya comes from basically, well, 2019 was my first ayahuasca ceremony. Ayahuasca is what they call it in Peru. They call it Aya. And then my daughter's called Alaya. So there were lots of Ayas going on in my life at the same time. You know, and I kind of like married together nicely.
No, that's
so
great.
That was the reason.
Yeah, well, it has an exotic name, but it does roll off the tongue, I will tell you that.
Yeah, so, yeah. And the House of Aya is living within the house of nature, you know, because Aya is supposed to be our connection and our symbiosis to the natural world. And the whole idea behind Paumea is that you come here to initiate a personal growth journey, and hopefully the only conclusion we can all reach is that we are one with the world, and that way you will care more for the planet.
Now, it's definitely different. And let's talk a little bit about what makes this resort so different and how does it stand out in terms of all the accommodation, services, ambiance, et cetera.
I think it's definitely, as I said, the soul, the fact that the team I have of people is amazing. And as it being a smaller company, I can curate this, the team with very interesting and quirky characters as well that form part of this whole thing. But there isn't really one, first of all, there isn't really a decent wellness resort here. And by wellness, I mean somewhere where you can be healthy. By wellness, I don't mean like kumbaya, sitting meditating in silence for 3 months, you know? Because what I call it, I'll be launching this over the next year or so, but what I call it is progressive wellness, okay? Not just wellness. I'm going to be launching my concept of progressive wellness over time. And what I want to prove to the world is that you can be healthy whilst enjoying your life at the same time. You can be healthy while having a good time. You can be healthy while enjoying music. And most people equate wellness or they're going on a diet to sacrificing things, no? So most, when you go to clinics, for example, that are based on wellness, they're all white, they look like hospitals. You go in there, they put you on a diet, they give you a potato a day to eat, and they put you on enema, suffering all week. And the fact is that 85% of people who do a diet, after doing a diet, put on more weight than before they did the diet in the first place, because diets don't work. What works is adopting a lifestyle. Right. So what I want to do here is show people that like eating plant-based is super tasty, it's super varied. I mean, it's advanced so much in the past 5 years. There's so many amazing things now to eat. I want to show people that music is a super important component for me, because music is part of happiness. It's part of our vibration, connection to ourselves, to everyone, community. And listening to music makes people happy. Happiness is one of the most important elements for a healthy immune system. Like, look at the world now. We're drenched in fear. Fear creates stress. Stress lowers your immune system, and then everyone's going to start getting illness and things, you know? So
I absolutely agree. And I will say, and I, having stayed there, nothing made me happier in the morning than having my bowl of tropical fruit for breakfast every morning. And also, nothing made me happy than to hear a lot of the music you're talking about, because that really was, you know. Now, let's talk a little bit about that, because there's some things, unique features of the property. I mean, I've never, maybe I've been missing, but I've never been at a property that had a shaman. I've never had someone who has a wellness coordinator, a ritual.
Yes, we actually call him he's meant to be a personal growth guide, but everyone's labeled him shaman.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, become the shaman without wanting to be.
But you also have you have nomadic guides, which are, we would call them butlers, but they are your buddies, your nomadic guides. They're wonderful.
Yeah. Well, the nomadic guides are supposed to do more than just be a butler, and that will happen as we train them more and teach them more over time. So the nomadic guides are supposed to show you the path of wellness you will be able to take and everything in the future. Now they are more your personal assistants, let's say, and they can organize anything for you. But the idea is also to integrate into them the wellness element as well in training, which is why they're called nomadic guides, really.
No, they were wonderful. And they were, I mean, I enjoyed it because I got to know them pretty well. And you got to know the person you're, they weren't just
or
servants. They would, you know, tell you about the place and where you should be and what was going on. And it was a really great relationship during that time. Let's talk a little bit about something you did mention, the cuisine, and you talked about the plant-based, but you know, you have three full restaurants, actually four restaurants.
Or a food truck, yeah.
Yeah, so there's what led you to select that cuisine and the different restaurants you offer?
Well, I've studied a lot of nutrition myself. I've been plant-based myself for 12 years. I am, anyone who doubts it should just go out now, do a blood test, eat plant-based for 2 weeks, and then do a blood test, and then get back to me. I mean, if you have worse results than you did at the beginning of it, I'll give you $1 million. It's impossible. So it really does work. It's uncontested science nowadays. It's just problem is obviously industry doesn't want you to know that, because if you know people knew that just eating healthy was the cure to many diseases and many other things, then you know there wouldn't be money to make in other things. But eating healthy is like, imagine, it's what you're putting into your body. I mean, how can that not be the most important thing in your life? What you're putting into your body and goes through all your organs, through your system. I mean, it's super important. So the reason we have it is, one, because I believe that it's the most sustainable way of eating. You know, it uses a lot less natural resources than eating animal-based foods. So how can I sell sustainability if I don't have that option, you know? So I need to give people that option just by defect if I want to be trying to be as sustainable as possible, right? Sure. And then if you're going to be wellness, then I need to offer people the healthiest alternative possible. And we will be doing even more healthy options in the future. For example, there's going to be raw vegan items on the menu as well for people wanting to detox some heavy metals and things. Lots of things are coming like that in the future, I hope.
Yeah, well, I thoroughly enjoyed it because you have not only your sort of beachfront restaurant, which is where you can have breakfast and lunch and sometimes dinners. You also have an Asian restaurant. You have a Mexican, which is logical. And you have a Mediterranean restaurant. And all are superb. And it's, if you thought wellness cuisine tasted, you know, kind of, I don't know, bland.
Well, basically, if you eat plant-based correctly, you can eat as much as you want and you won't put on any weight. Right. And also important to remember that it's not just plant-based. It's like plant-based with non-vegan options. So, for example, we have something called there's a poke bowl. So by defect, it comes out with dehydrated watermelon, which has been soaked in various sources for like 36 hours. And it dehydrates and it has the texture of tuna. But then that dish, for example, will have the option of swap for tuna for whoever wants to have it, you know? So it's pretty cool because a lot of couples come and maybe the lady girl is plant-based and the guy isn't, and they can both eat what they want, you know? So one can follow their journey and the other person can follow the journey they want. The idea is that wellness isn't forced on you. It's up to you to choose and be responsible for your health. Because also when you go somewhere, like one of these clinics, they're forcing you to do things, you know? We need to be responsible for our immune systems and for the choices we make in life, you know? So here's somewhere you can learn to make those choices.
No, absolutely. Now, the other thing about this is this is really a resort for everyone. It's couples, singles, families. You went out and actually you have a wonderful different concept for a children's club with using sort of the Waldorf school. And I was, when I first got to the resort, I was pleased and very surprised to find that, but it really is for everyone.
Yeah, I think it's important because in the end, part of our, one of our principles is not excluding anyone, you know? So basically, I think that we need to all learn to be more tolerant to each other. We need to learn to be more integrated with each other. And sure, kids can be an annoying screaming around you, but this place is so big, you can always find a little space on the beach where there are no kids. And honestly, the type of people coming here, you very rarely see an annoying screaming kid, you know? I mean, it really is a different type of person. The people who are looking for this lifestyle want their children to accompany in this lifestyle as well, you know? Because if I'm learning, if I'm like growing personally and I'm like I'm finding new adventures in life, I'm like starting to eat differently. I want my kids to do that as well. You know, I don't just want to do it by myself. You know?
No, it's absolutely true. And of course, your Waldorf focused kids club is really so relaxing. No video games, no movies.
No.
You know, they really have to get with that program. And I think from what I saw, a lot of kids just love it.
Yeah, well, the idea is to potentiate creativity and connection to nature. And basically what the Waldorf system does is it respects the natural cycles of growth of the child. So basically until a child's 7 years old, they're not taught anything academically because a child's brain doesn't work that way. It grows through creativity, observation, touch, tactile, and everything. And then when you introduce the academic side in school, for example, they then learn very quickly. You know, you don't need to. There's a big era now happening where everyone's trying to cram too much into them too young, you know?
No, absolutely not. Now that's it is for everyone, but really what are your target guests? Who is someone that you think really will enjoy this resort?
I think for me, the ideal target guests are what we call basically, they even have names nowadays. I don't like to use the word luxury because we're not opulent luxury. We're more like sophisticated, bohemian, nomadic, like luxury. I don't know how to really describe it in a way, you know. But I think what's happened is the reason I created this as well is because being like in contact with the States after living here for so long, for 13 years, what I realize is in the States, like there's this promise, you know? And the promise of buy everything and make you happy.
Right.
Buy the latest car, make you happy. Buy the latest watch, you'll be happy. Buy the newest handbag. Buy the latest iPhone. And this rat race, what I've noticed is that so many people I've seen are like burnt out from it and tired of it and have realized that it's a scam basically and this material world doesn't make you happy, no? But a lot of people who have made a lot of money, unfortunately, you need to like climb up the corporate ladder or you need to make money in a way to even realize that because a lot of people start buying and buying and buying and then they realize this isn't doing anything to me, you know? This promise we've been, this marketing messages everywhere, buy this, buy that, hasn't made me happy. So this place is really for those people who have realized that. And they're looking for something new in their life. They're looking for a different journey. They're looking for different information. They feel there's something different in the world, but they don't quite yet know what it is. Or they discover what it is and they want to expand on it. And there's even words for this in the marketing reports. They're called like untethered luxurians. There's the aesthetic luxurians. There's lifelong learners. All these new profiles of people that are coming out who are the new sophisticated luxury, you know? The new sophisticated luxury doesn't want like gold taps and diamond chandeliers, no? They want like really authentic products. They want artisan handmade things with messaging, with the sustainability element in it. They want things to have a meaning and they want it to be more simple, you know? It's no longer about wearing clothes with like brand stamped all over it because I think people realize nowadays that with this massive wealth disparity in the world, it's not very tasteful to go out there wearing things with massive labels on showing that you spend more money than the person next to you, you know? So a lot of like clothes with no brands but very high quality are being made. I mean, I think the world's changing for sure.
Now, of course, the big question this year, you opened, I think, technically it was at the end of December last year.
Yeah, technically in December, yeah.
But then, of course, and I was actually down there in early March, and then, of course, we got hit by this pandemic. What has it been like opening a resort like this during this period?
I mean, honestly, we've lived through bad things already. I had swine flu in 2010, so we closed down the resorts for a month. I mean, the hardest part of it has been having to lay off all the people, you know, because we had 3,500 employees. Now we have 1,200. And depending on what happens these months now, if the U.S. goes into more lockdowns and things start getting worse, then we'll obviously have to try and go into survival mode and like lay off more people, no? I mean, that's the worst part of it, honestly, because they're people you see all the time and, you know, you see around and knowing that they've got no work and no money now is pretty heartbreaking. But in the end, my job is to ensure the survival of the business so that in the future, if it comes back, people can be employed again, you know? So sometimes you've got to make hard decisions. Hard decisions, it hasn't been easy making hard decisions, but you've got to make them. Honestly, you just deal with it day by day. It's like, and, you know, we used to do crisis management anyway, so.
Yeah, well, you were closed from, I guess, what, towards the end of March till about June.
Yeah, we closed 3 months, yeah. And then
but now you're open, and, you know, hopefully won't be closing again, although your markets may suffer a little right now. Although I got to tell you, a lot of Americans are kind of ready to go, and Mexico is beckoning. And
I can understand
regardless of the rules.
Yeah, I can understand it, because in the end, what's the point in living under fear, right? In the end, you're not enjoying life, you're not happy. It's like, you know, I've got so many friends in Europe who are coming over as well, because they're like, I don't want to live like this. What's the point, you know?
That's it. Now, to talk a little bit about how the concept of Palmea has evolved over the course of this year. You already talked about how you're making changes and you're going to evolve even further. Talk a little bit about where
Well, imagine if we only invented the whole idea 8 months before we opened it. There's so much more to be done still. So we'll be hopefully updating the web with new things as they come along. But right now we're building the base. I need the base to be impeccable. I need the service to be impeccable. There's a lot of work and training to be done. This takes a long time. You know, it's not easy to train people. It's not easy to get anyone in general to understand this concept. So imagine getting people who work for you to try and understand it as well. It takes time. So we just need to be a bit patient and consistent with all our training. And hopefully once I feel that the base layer is good, then I will start building more layers on top of it. You know.
Well, I do know you're trying new things. I was down there. Thank you for a 6 day work away. In fact, I remember I was there. You put a desk in my room so I actually could work.
Yeah, so a little mini office space for everyone and everything. We've got like IT service. Yeah, the idea is also to create little products for different segments. I'm developing now a meditation room in one of the bedrooms at the back. So I want to do so people can buy a king bedroom with a meditation room in the back for yoga and meditation, just for them privately.
Well, maybe I'll come down and try that time. These days I think I need it, believe me, where it's going. But
do some stretching in the morning, exactly.
Yeah, now talk a little bit about, once you've gotten this concept down, do you foresee opening other Palmea resorts elsewhere in Mexico or in other parts of the world? What's your vision?
Yeah, I think if this one works, I think the next one will be in Costa Rica. Oh. So for sure.
That's great.
Somewhere I very much enjoy myself as well. I think the lifestyle goes with this, and I think the type of people that go there look for this product as well. And there's nothing really with this concept there either, you know?
No, not Iceland, though, right?
I wouldn't mind Iceland.
I only say that because you just vacationed there, but that's it.
No, because, you know, we're typical humans. We always want what we don't have, right? I'm on the beach in the sun all year. I want ice and cold. I want to be alone. I don't want to be surrounded by anyone.
So that's fantastic.
No. We always want the opposite.
All right. Is there anything else you want to tell all of our travel advisors out there about Palmea and how they can work to sell this better? I know a lot of people have heard about the resort. They say, oh, I've heard of that one. And then I, of course, tell them, yeah, I've been there. You've got to go check it out.
Yeah, well, no, I understand that it's not an easy concept to grab for sure, because it really is specific to a lifestyle. So anyone who's interested, I think what would be good is like contact our salespeople, and we're starting to make specific videos as well. I'll probably be doing some as well. And we'll do specific material to help them understand it better, to see who they can really sell it to, you know? Basically, anyone who thinks outside the box and you think looks a bit crazy, send them to me.
Now, that's a target market. That's a target market. Yeah. Well, Alex, I want to thank you for first of all, to get more information, I believe the website is
houseofaya.com. Yeah.
houseofaya.com. Not Palmea.
Houseofaya.com.
I don't know where that's going to take you, but the houseofaya.com. Alex, I once again, I want to thank you. It was a wonderful stay the last time, and I've now stayed there twice. I guess I may be one of your most loyal clients or customers.
Look forward to seeing you a third time.
I will. Believe me, I had a wonderful time. I would go back in a minute. And again, thank you for taking the time to spend with us here today about Palmea.
Amazing. Thank you so much, James. See you soon.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.